They told this to me, to my face, while I'm trying to give them chocolate milk. So, no, I think what's the truth? Fun. I did look up that bats do eat cocoa, beans, cacao.
Bats do eat?
But they like they eat them and then they move them in drops and it like helps plant it, I guess.
Oh, that would make sense. Like if they ate the fruit and then they like pooped out the seeds.
Yeah.
Because I've heard of animals doing that.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that them pooping creates cocoa
powder. No, I mean like in a roundabout way, kind of.
Yeah.
But me pooping also creates jobs and a better economy. If you like,
it does. Of that kind of stuff. Really?
So I don't know if that's necessarily... I'm sure you deal with a lot of weird people based on the wood chip guy.
Oh my gosh. Welcome back to Netflix Therapy, where we review only original Netflix films. We're your hosts, Danny
and Dirty, and we give you in-depth ratings, semi-expert opinions, and interesting facts about each film.
Cast.
Loving a whole lot of...
Susanna Skaggs.
Mrs. Skaggs.
Mrs. Skaggs. Is it just me or do actors in general, have the worst names ever?
Actors?
Yeah.
Like half the of most... them are Chris. You can't be mad at the name Chris.
The other half are Hemsworth.
Thanks for joining us today. If you haven't joined us before, this is a show where we review Netflix-only originals. We give movie stats, movie facts, our feelings, and provide you with a little dose of film therapy. This week's film was Love and Gelato, which is a film... and that has been in the global top 10 for 2 weeks now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Isn't it currently placed fourth?
As of last week, yes.
Fourth. Now it's probably most likely moved down.
It's probably 18th now. But when we watched it, it was number four.
Oh yeah. Plot overview. To fulfill her mother's final wish, Lena spends the summer before college in Rome, where she discovers romance, adventure, and a passion for gelato.
Cast. Susanna Skaggs is Lena, the main character. Angelica Washington is Addie, her best friend.
Yes.
Saul Nani is...
Nani?
Alessandro. He is the rich boy. And there's a fun fact about him, but I will get to that. Tobias de Anglis is Lorenzo. He is the... what is he, the pauper?
Sure.
We got the prince and he's the pauper. He's the chef. And then we got Owen McDonald is Howard Riley. He's the new adopted father. Like, the whole last 10 minutes of the movie are dedicated to that.
I mean, I would have spent more of it on that, but whatever.
Yeah, just a minor, minor detail.
Yeah, it's the most meaningful part of the entire movie. They're like, by the way.
Well, the director is Brandon Camp. He's known for Benji, Love Happens, and Dragonfly.
But he's just a writer in Dragonfly. He directed the other ones. But he was known for some reason. Maybe he wrote it really well. Unlike this movie.
So
I don't understand.
Oh, I was going to say, please stop talking. I saw on the preview for this movie that I think the producers of this movie helped make The Kissing Booth.
Oh,
and
gosh.
The fact that they're proud of that movie, which is the lowest rated film on Rotten Tomatoes, one of the lowest, I think it has a zero. The fact that they're proud of that contribution to Netflix, I think, helps describe this film. Foreshadowing.
Yes. I was just going to say, because you'd read the plot overview, it finally clicked and it says, and a passion for gelato. I don't think gelato had a play at all in this movie.
No.
Having half the title.
Absolutely not.
It's literally like towards the end, and even then it's like, oh, it's really good, but that's it.
Why did the gelato, and you've had gelato, right?
I love gelato.
I've only had it cold.
Same.
It looked warm in every single scene.
Yeah. Maybe we just haven't... I mean, I haven't had Italian gelato.
Are you supposed to have it normal? Like, are you supposed to have it... I feel like it would go bad.
Well, I mean, he got it out of the fridge. I think it's just more liquidy.
When he was holding it in that container, though, there was no way that was a thermos. That was just a straight-up container.
Well, yeah. It was straight-up just like a bowl. But I mean...
gelato. Still. Like, is this safe to eat?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I just threw that in just so I won't forget later.
Good to know.
Well, good. They also criticized it. Movie stat-wise, this is a Netflix original. It was released on June 22nd, 2022, which is satisfying enough in the U.S.
Oh, that is satisfying.
The budget is unknown. I couldn't find it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, besides flying to Italy, it couldn't have been that much. Runtime is 1 hour and 50. The rating wise, it's 5.1 out of 10 IMDb, 22% Rotten Tomatoes with a 16% audience score, which is so low for an audience score, especially for like, I feel like a rom-com has a very like specific audience that it usually pleases and gets a high enough score there. But even here, it doesn't.
Well, the thing is, like, anytime that, because you notice Metacritic there's nothing there. No. Granted, it's new, but like yeah. anytime Rotten Tomatoes is like lower than 20, Metacritic doesn't even review it. They're like, this is not worth our time.
Yeah, it just says TBD. I'm like, okay, well, and then
it's
never
gonna be that forever. Yeah,
it's not like they're gonna be like, oh man, it gets popular in the year. Let's review it.
Like, wait a minute, remember Love and Gelato? Oh, yeah, let's when review
sequel
that.
Comes out. Oh my gosh. And then finally, 54% on Google reviews. So
even the easiest people to please did not feel good about this. No,
and their reviews weren't very good either. I did include one negative review from Google, but there's quite a bit.
I was going to say, we should dive into the Rotten Critics, but we got to describe it in three words.
Yeah, we got to do our one way to say three words.
Three words.
We're habitual animals.
Habits. Habit forming. Yes. Thank you. I'm like, what are you trying to say to me? Yeah. Are you swearing at me?
Trying to.
Okay.
I usually have to hide it because this is a clean podcast.
You have to go first.
Besides when your friend went on. That was not clean, Josh.
Is he going off?
That one as explicit.
Did he say something?
We had one swear word in it.
Was it mine?
No, it wasn't yours.
He said something?
I think you did too. But
oh, no. He brings out the worst in me.
Yeah, but anyways, we're a clean podcast.
That episode was explicit. That's singular.
It's the only one I've marked explicit.
And it's our lowest rated film ever. How funny is that? Brings us to swearing.
Oh, my gosh. But you said I start with these?
Yeah. No, it's you.
Okay. My first word is counterfeit.
Oh.
And let me read you the definition of counterfeit so I make my thought process
your
clear.
Point clear.
The definition is made an exact imitation of something valuable or important with the intention to deceive or defraud. And here's a critic's review by M.N. Miller that says, there's something just off a bit with Love and Gelato. It's bad for you, even if it goes down smoothly and a bit too easy. So
I don't understand. What is counterfeit about it?
So looking at it through the lens of something valuable or important, I'm not saying the genre is valuable important to me, but to some people it is.
Oh.
It is deceiving and defrauding. And even another critic realized there's something off about it. And so my first word is pointing that out because I feel like it's deceiving us. And there's parts where it feels like, oh, this is a rom-com. But even then, there's something wrong with it. There's something about it. It's like studied humans. They're like a species of alien that study humans based on rom-coms that tried to like make an AI that would deliver a movie based on those aliens' computations of a movie. It would be this.
I know you sound crazy right now. But it does seem like some shots, I'm like, did a bot make this? Was this originally made in a different language, like different customs? Because it feels off.
Did they check that box at the bottom of the webpage before they submitted the editing?
Yeah, do they? What, do you drag the puzzle piece across and it makes the...
Could it not see the fire hydrant or something?
It failed.
Yeah. So I'm sure we'll talk about it and maybe some bits and pieces will fly out. But that's my general feeling.
All right.
Is it's counterfeit. Like the book.
Well, I was going to say, I thought you were talking about the book.
I didn't think about that, but the book, yeah.
The book is, it is a ripoff.
It's well-loved.
It's directly ripped off of the book. It's based off
a critically acclaimed book.
And it's a good book.
It's a great book. I haven't read it.
I haven't either.
But I heard it's great.
I'm not going to.
People love it. I probably will. Just give me some time. Okay. I have to finish Jurassic Park and Zen Golf.
I can't believe you're still on your Jurassic Park
grades. I got Jurassic Park book and... I got a Zen Golf book I just started reading from.
Do you wear your Jurassic Park shirt while you're reading your Jurassic Park book?
No, I don't have a Jurassic Park shirt.
You have a dinosaur shirt.
Well, it's different.
Okay.
Anyways, my next word is execrate. I did not remember to type the definition down, but basically it's the opposite of love. This is like disgust or to abhor something.
Oh.
I say that because it feels like it's the opposite of love.
It's like, that would be hatred.
Yeah, well, no. You know what the Lumineers say? It's opposite of love is indifference.
I don't know what you're...
It's from a song.
Okay.
But the main thing is, where did I put it? The only realistic part about the love from this movie is that people are idiots and do idiotic stuff all the time. But that good things can come from that. Like, she came from a bad decision on her mom's end. Good can come from an idiotic decision.
It's like last week's movie, The Man from Toronto, where the toner ran out of ink.
Yes.
A bad decision, which turned good.
Yeah. So supposedly. Nothing against the movie, except for that I feel it has a terrible depiction of what love actually is.
Or life.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
Or how humans interact as a species.
Yeah.
But we'll move on.
So execrate.
Okay. Any other words you're going to make up to
My
me?
Last word is hyphenated, and it's the one that got away.
Oh.
And I have nothing to say about that besides the word. And those are my three words.
Should this be top 10?
No.
No as in no right now or no as in ever?
It should have never been at the top 10. Maybe top 50.
Top 50?
Yeah. Top 50 is not saying much. That's like current. It could be top 50 at some point. Maybe top 25. It could be top 25.
I think you're going the wrong direction.
Kissing Booth probably made it the top 10 when it came out, okay? This should probably at least make top 25. Movie
that
oh my gosh.
Has...
That's new.
It makes that it the top 10.
That debuts on Netflix makes it at some point.
People are so hungry. Okay.
They're so hungry.
I've got
people
three
are
words.
Starving for film.
It's like, well, I can either pay for Disney Plus or I can just wait for another crapshoot to come out on Netflix. And
it's like eating Lay's snack chips instead of a meal and always having to snack because you're never full. So you just keep watching Netflix and more Netflix movies.
Progressively getting worse. Yeah.
When they could just watch Interstellar once and be filled for months.
The grace of Interstellar. I've got three words.
Okay, well.
Misguided is the first one.
That's good.
I felt like this film did not have any sort of direction at all.
Mm.
There was a lot of, and I'll say this now and I'll say it at the end. Her mom's story would make a better movie with half the time than this movie. Her mom's story is crazy. She decides out on a limb by herself to go to Italy and, or Florence in Italy. And, then she meets this, like, basically prince, gets knocked up, also meets this other great
falls
guy.
Falls in love with photography.
Falls in love with photography. Well, it's her professor that she falls in love with, which is Major T. And then and then she finds this other guy who can't commit to her, even though he wants to be the father and he's willing to take care of her. And she just runs away from literally everything back to the States and then lives her life in regret. Like, that would be a crazy movie.
Realistic. Harsh.
Crazy. And instead we've got like this billionaire and some doughboy, and that's what we're left with. And then this half-written father piece. So, misguided.
Hey, you take that back about him.
Clumsy.
He's the only good
No,
part.
I don't think he... No.
He's the only good
I do not
part.
Agree with that.
Riley
I do
amazing.
Not agree with that.
Shut up.
This movie was clumsy, but specifically...
Lena?
I was going to say Lynn. Yeah, Lena is like such an awkward... Like, I know she was going for awkward, but, like, she's, like, over... Like, I think as a person, she's awkward. And then they told her, hey, could you be more awkward? And she just, like, took it an extra step. Because there were parts where I'm like, okay, this is naturally awkward. And there were parts where I'm like, how many takes did this, like, did they do for this shot? Like, how many times can you, like, cut to, like, just stop talking and then immediately start talking? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
It's hard, too, because she has idiosyncrasies and is weird and awkward, but then she doesn't stick to it. She's like, I hate large groups, and I have all these insecurities. And then she barges in to a family lunch and while he's at the restaurant and loses her crap.
In her pajamas.
I'm like, okay, that's not what an awkward person doesn't like large crowds would do.
Not an intro. Yeah,
because
an introvert
I was a little bit still awkward and don't like large groups. I wouldn't do that.
In your pajamas.
Even if my best friend told me that some other guy that I had met once was at a dinner place with a girl that might be his cousin, but I don't think it through.
Yep.
Even I wouldn't do that.
It was a long walk.
Yeah.
Like
at least 300 steps.
How long do you have to walk? No, she's not close to that restaurant.
No, maybe she's not even close to that restaurant.
Like, it's like miles. Like, she is in this phase of anger, and she can't come up with a good thing to say to him for literally, like, you're right. It was just inconsistent. So I say clumsy.
Yeah, clumsy!
Thank you.
Sorry.
And last word is Solo.
Like Han Solo.
No, as in there was one good character in this film. And he was Solo. He solo-ly ran this.
Who was it?
Lorenzo.
No.
I loved Lorenzo.
No.
I fell in love with Lorenzo. I want a doughboy. I want that.
I want him to find me to cook for me in
cook
LA.
Cook for me.
Take me to a back street bakery.
Put me on your death bike and let's sail into the sun. I need you, Lorenzo.
God.
So he...
Out of all the characters.
I love Lorenzo. And I'll back it up. And that's why I included a picture of him.
All smashed.
Very stretched out.
On our ward doc.
He's cute, though.
if you unshrink the picture.
No, he's cute as long as you smash him 30%.
That is not true.
If you destroy the JPEG, this is then not he looks true. Okay.
Okay,
ask me the question.
Are you attracted to Lorenzo?
No, that's not the
question. I don't know what the question is.
The answer is yes. No, the...
Oh, what did the rotten critics think of this film? What are those rotten boys think?
The good old rotten boys.
How about
You still asked me the wrong question.
I did not. Okay. What do you want me to ask you?
Focus on my head.
Okay.
Look into my head.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's just so dark.
Draw this for you?
Yeah.
It starts with a big N and then a 10 next to it.
Oh, is it on the global top 10? Do you think it should be? It was. Do you think it should have been?
Never in a million years should this have made the top 10.
That's why you wanted me to ask us if you just have that grand entrance.
Oh, my goodness. Never. Top 50? No. 75, maybe. I could do top 75. Actually,
you're very generous.
The 49th movie.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay, see?
I could do that. See?
I know.
But never make, like, the closest it could have gotten is like 20.
Interesting.
For maybe the landscape and Lorenzo. But what did the rotten critics say?
Oh, what did the rotten critics say? How would I start with the two good ones and you tell me what you think?
Okay? I love that.
Here we go. This is by Tamal Kundo. And he says, camp knows the restraints of the genre. Camp is the director. He is tinkering with here. He introduces common tropes of romantic comedies throughout the film, only to invert them later. So that's the first one, a little crazy.
Okay.
And then Rachel Wagner says, if you are in the mood to be swept away to Rome with a story of young love, check this one out. And by the way, these are the only two good reviews. Everything else is a splat. So I only could choose these two.
These are the only ones you got.
Yes.
I think that he does drop in. There was romantic pieces throughout it, comedic pieces, but also like, I don't know what they mean by like invert them later. I mean, I guess I agree with that. Yeah, they were inverted, as in none of it made sense. But there was parts where I was like, oh, I feel for this.
Yeah.
Anytime Lorenzo was her.
Oh, my gosh.
Anytime Lorenzo was speaking, I was like, oh, this is a romance scene. Anytime she was speaking, I'm like, why would anybody go for you? You're so weird. You are so weird.
Yes.
Purposely weird. Like, you're going out of your way to be weird. And you're not cute.
You could
enough.
Just be quiet and be less awkward.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And aren't most introverts... pretty quiet anyways. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
She was talking more than I feel like a girl in her scenario would.
But I do agree he inverts him. Like, I did not expect the main message to be she has a father. Because she didn't end up with a guy.
Was the main message?
So. She didn't end up with a guy.
Yeah,
that's inverted.
Pissed me off.
No, it would.
So much.
Yeah, because you love Lorenzo. But
yes?
If you don't love Lorenzo, then it's okay. Which is okay with me. How about some bad boys?
Some bad boys?
Some rotten.
The baddies?
What you gonna do?
When they come. Okay. Barbara Schulgasser. Better movies in this category have provided guides to growing up, but a miscast lead, poor direction, and mediocre writing overshadow any such attempt here. T.O. Buggy. That does not seem like a real name.
Bugby.
I
also
it's literally spelled bug and bee, as you would spell a bee.
Yes.
Like a buzzing bee.
Yes, two okay. bugs.
This
two
is
different bugs.
Two different bugs.
Oh my gosh.
That doesn't even work. Okay. Is he a bee or a bug? He's a bug bee.
Just read the...
what is this even... Okay, the conscious callowness is agreeable. It lacks freshness like a midnight pasta reheated in the microwave. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's deep.
It's very... it's got great imagery.
Because it's like you like the pasta.
It was good when you first had it.
It's like a McDonald's fry.
Yes.
When it comes out, banger. You reheat it, you're like, I know this was good, so I'm going to eat it.
How?
But it's so bad.
How did it change?
How is it so bad? Why is it soggy? It came out crispy.
You're eating a McDonald's fry, but it's reheated. The lasagna is not the same.
Or it's like, you say, hey, pick me up some McDonald's, and they're gone for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And they get back, the fries are cold.
Here's
what are you
going to
do, reheat it?
It's been 3 years, sorry.
Sorry.
Here's your movie. It has bugs growing on it.
Okay.
Bug bees growing on
it. Caddy Dorby said, this is a Google. Do you want to take the Google?
Sure.
Let's see the Google.
This just says, do yourself a favor and spend 2 hours reading the book and avoid watching the movie at all costs, as you will be wishing you were rereading the book instead.
Okay, well, I'm not going to read the book anyway.
Basically, it says if you had to choose one, just read the book.
I like Barbara's review, where she says, better movies in this category have provided guides to growing up. Because it's not until the last... what, 15 minutes that you realize, like, what the message of the movie is.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's more of, like, an Enola Holmes, like, it's not about love. Because that one wasn't either. It's not about love. It's about, like, figuring out who you are and loving yourself. And, I mean, this one wasn't even that, but.
And she points out, well, we've been agreeing on, too, that there's a miscast lead. She's not very likable.
I wish the movie was about Lorenzo.
I know you do. If you named him one more time.
I wanted to know. I'm going to keep bringing it up. I wanted to know how he did. How did he go to school and come back rich enough to buy a bakery? You lose money going to school. Why would he?
It's different in Europe. They pay you to go to school.
Oh, my gosh. Why do I? Oh, my gosh.
I know. Now you wish you didn't go to UVU, huh?
Oh, my gosh. What are we doing? Why are we doing this? What am I? Why do we live here? Now, I have some facts.
Yeah, let's read some facts. And then
first of all, I love that you found the secret ingredient. I thought it was going to be love.
I don't know if this is true. It says it was.
this is so out there. Because it's like, and the fifth ingredient, oh, don't say it. I'm like, oh, it's got to be love. Because the movie's about love. No, the secret ingredient is goat's milk. That is so out there.
It said that. I don't know. It could not be. I also thought that, but that's what it said. And two people liked it. 10 people liked it.
10 people liked it.
They supported it, so.
That's because they make their gelato with goat's milk.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Basically, a lot of reviews I read also about the book and the film is that it's like past like 10 minute mark, it's completely different. Like within 10, 15 minutes, they're like, this isn't the same thing. Like, even the other fact, the book is set in Florence instead of Rome. And Lena stayed in a house with a view of a cemetery instead of the city skyline. So, like, even the very first thing, it's like, you get there, it's wrong.
Well, I don't know if you got this. I'm sure you did. But the first time I read that, I was like, whoop-de-doo, it's over a cemetery. Her mom just died, and her overlook is the cemetery?
Isn't that
crazy.
That's kind of good.
That's way
they
good.
They should have kept that.
Yeah.
That's some good symbolism.
I was like, instead it's like some bougie place where she just gets to walk in heels and do whatever she wants.
I mean, you saw them. There's no way they can make anything meaningful out of that movie, so why don't they just throw in some pretty views?
Swing those hips. That's all I know.
Oh, my gosh. This is kind of... Okay, this is saucy. This is really saucy.
Uh-huh.
Like, her freaking out of... Do you like spaghetti?
Yeah. I actually hate spaghetti.
I know. I hate spaghetti, too.
I don't
know
why I said yes. I hate spaghetti.
Yeah, that should be an instinct.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to think about that.
I don't know why. I thought it was a person.
We hate spaghetti.
Yeah, we hate spaghetti.
Remember how she is reading the notebook, her mom's diary, and eating spaghetti, and she's like, oh, my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever had.
Okay,
it's not.
Okay, maybe it's really good spaghetti.
Spaghetti is not good.
Not
it
our spaghetti.
It does not matter where it's made. It's not good.
If it was made in Italy, I'm sure I would have liked it.
I think I could tolerate it. So here's some tea. Alessandro, so that rich boy, doesn't exist in the book. Okay, let that sink in. Lena does go without some. She does go out with some handsome rich boy in the book, but his name is Thomas. Lena spends far more time with Lorenzo and certainly doesn't agree to be exclusive with Thomas as she does with Alessandro. So I feel like that's freaking huge. He was probably the worst part of the whole movie.
Yeah.
By far. And they made him like very... Like, what is his motives other than to just get with every single American girl he can find? Like, why would he pick her? Just because a girl is from Australia does not mean I'm extremely attracted to her. You can't say the same.
I don't know.
But to be that rich and then extreme stalking. Like, extreme stalking.
And manipulation.
Yes. And he has no personality.
Yeah.
I mean, do rich kids really have personalities? I don't know.
I don't know. You went to school with them.
Why didn't they just replicate the book?
I don't know. Harry Potter
people did it. Liked turned the out book. Great. Yeah. Hey, you know what we should do? Take something that's absolutely amazing and just not even try to do the same thing. Like,
let's actually actively add things people don't like.
Yeah. Like the worst parts that they purposely took out of the book, let's put that in the movie.
Yeah. So we feel like we're covering everything.
That way, if you read the book and this, you got the whole picture.
Yeah. One giant gelato.
Warm
this
gelato.
This is the goat milk.
Okay, let's do this.
Here's some general thoughts. I don't have any good or bad. Most of them are bad. Okay, quick, okay.
Speed run.
No, there are a lot of random things to talk about. I do think...
You literally wrote an essay on this.
I can
see that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's my bad.
You're going to publish, your PhD on why this movie was not good?
Yes, okay. First off, biggest thing I liked is Howard is the best part of the film.
Really?
Yes, Howard Riley is. Because the only love that actually meant something was the charity aspect.
That's a good
the
point.
Pure love of Christ between him not wanting her to leave and her staying for him. Because that's the only thing that was lasting. Everything else probably like fizzle out or was manipulative or whatever.
Misguided.
It was a long lost love that's finally reconnected in a different way than they both had expected. Other than that, the writing's super bad. It's non-motivational. Surprisingly enough, the pacing's really good in the movie. Like, usually I'm really mad at like how like fast and slow scenes take it. But the pacing for like emotional moments is really good.
Really?
To like have a perfectly powerful moment, I thought this was really good. But it never fulfilled it. It took like a perfect setup of pacing and just threw it out.
Yeah, I wasn't mad with the pacing.
Yeah, and like the scenery's pretty. It's a great place to film. Great place to have a story. It just kind of dropped it on me. I do love the idea of the diary. I do love the mom's story.
I like that too.
I think it's kind of unrealistic, but I like it a lot. Like the fact that the diary's just been there. Like she didn't bring it. I don't know.
Well, in the book, there's like this groundskeeper person that finds the diary and gives it to her. And it's like this special moment. This was like, hey, here's your dead mom's book. Read it if you want. I don't care. It's like, wow. That was really just forced.
Yeah, no. So those are some good things and bad things. Let me talk about Lena for a second. I'm mad that she has attached earlobes and not detached earlobes. So I think that was a miscast.
What? How did you... What?
I think that really threw me off for a lead character.
Oh, my... You got past the gummy smile... And you were focused on the earlobes.
I mean, that too.
Okay.
She can't eat a pastry to save her life. She always has it all over her face. I was like, dude, eat the freaking pastry like a normal person.
Only pastries love me.
She's dumb. Like, for a person who thinks she's smart and knows all the statistics, that she doesn't realize Howard sooner, doesn't realize that there's a connection there, the way he talks about it. And so... I think she's dumb. She's super emotional and rash for someone who's so calculated. I don't have anything good about her. So that. And then finally, the two guys. Again, Alessandro's manipulative and annoying. He's always having a pity party. And he's always like, I love you so much. You're everything I want. I'm like, dude, you met her. You have no idea what you want.
We don't even know who
you're
you
are. You're just rebellious.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. He has no sort of love or grasp of reality, and he's not a real person.
What did you... Wait, hold on. Watch this. What about now?
Shut up. Oh, my gosh.
You knew I would do
hate,
that.
I hate... Yeah.
You're mad at me? Wait. What about now?
Oh, my gosh.
What? Let me turn my head. What about now?
And he's like... Looks like a 15-year-old, and she looks like she's 22. Both of them look way freaking young.
Wait. What about now?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, tag, you're it.
He's so bad. I wish I could go through every single thing he said and tear it apart. I wish I could go through the entire screenwriting, screenplay, whatever. He just looks like a serial killer to me.
What if I turn off these lights?
He looks like a Kroger brand version of a model. Yeah. I just want to like...
What if that was... He's like not a Target model, but like in that realm where it's like... Oh, he's kind of cute, I guess, but I don't really know why he's...
Gosh. And then I just think... Lorenzo looks like the weird brother of Linguini from Ratatouille. I don't really necessarily like him. He's not bad. Like, I wouldn't love him like you do. But he's my favorite. Besides Howard, he's my favorite character. Other than that, that's all my ratings. I give this a 11 out of 37.
Wow. wow.
It has, like, again, anything her mom said, but this question stuck with me. It says, who am I when I'm by myself?
Ooh. I heard that scene, I was like, dang, I really wanted to hate this movie, but that was good. That was good. I don't know how it played into the story at all, but I really liked that.
She's like, I'm still finding myself. I was like, bro, you suck at finding yourself.
Gosh, you're the worst at it.
Bro, you're going to die.
You actively suck at figuring out who you are.
You're more confused now, actually. So, yeah, that and Howard made some points, and then the fact that it's pretty.
I'm going to have to show you a scene. We might have to do this off air, but it's very important that you see this scene.
Okay.
Which I think is a new thing for me.
Interesting. You've never shown me a scene besides the freaking trailer at the beginning.
We love to watch that.
No, we don't.
Okay. Oh, we'll start with the good.
Okay.
We'll start with the good, because you just got done trashing it.
Well, I mean...
First thing I said was Lorenzo is amazing and pretty attractive.
Yeah, we don't have to pick that.
Okay. I like him because...
Oh, my God.
Not because he's good. He's like the gym. In Office. You don't like The Office, do you?
I like The Office.
So yeah, so he's the Jim of The Office, like, but of this movie. Like, you don't like him because he's cool. You like him because he's the only normal person there.
So that's why I liked him.
That's a good point.
I'm like, Jim is not inherently attractive, but because everybody else is a freaking weirdo, mm-hmm. he's kind of attractive. Mom's Story could have been its own film. I already mentioned that. Yeah. But like really, though, I really liked everything about the mom being in it. The narration was garbage, but like her story, her progress, the fact that she had the baby picture in the diary, that was cool. Like, I really liked that.
And the guy still had her picture.
That was kind of cool. And that's my final good thing was Lena meeting her dad was awesome. I really liked that. Like, because we all knew what was going to happen, but like the way it was done, how he was like, I don't want to see her. I love that she came in and he didn't even say anything and she didn't say anything and they walked out and it was just a moment of silence. We're like, wow, he really does not care. So cool. And he's famous, you know, so it makes it worse. And I love that she stole the picture.
That's a good point.
I love that. That was like, because it was her. Like, it's her. You can take a picture of yourself and leave. So I really like that. Like, that's a powerful moment. That was a big move for her, I think, in her character development, which doesn't really exist. But that moment, I feel like, defined her because she's like, you know what? I actually don't need him, and he doesn't need me, so I'm going to take this picture that represents me out of his life.
Oh.
It was, like, complete.
Now, that was a good analysis.
They don't need each other.
Almost gave me goosebumps that this room wasn't so hot.
I gave you hot bumps.
Ew.
Now the bat. Okay, Alessandro is the most unrealistic, stalker-like person I've ever met in my life. Why he shows up in his dad's Ferrari randomly for this girl that obviously does not care or can form a coherent sentence in front of him, I don't know. I don't know why he wanted to jump off a waterfall. Did you? Oh, this was another scene. I'm not going to show it to you. They jump in the waterfall. They're standing. The moment they land, they're standing. But then they have to swim. You know, like they're standing like literally like waist high. I'm like, you guys just broke your legs. Like, that was like a 4 foot.
She's like, trust me.
It's like a 20 foot drop into a 4 foot deep pool. Anyways, so that bugged me.
And like, they had no motives besides pissing off his dad.
Yeah. Which was always,
and he didn't even have a backup plan. He didn't have any other dreams besides her.
Yeah.
Which wasn't it?
It didn't make any sense.
Ah!
Okay, now I got to show you the scene. We can pause it. Are we on?
Yeah, we're back on.
Okay, at an hour and 34 minutes and 40 seconds in, his hair changes 3 times in 5 seconds. That does not make sense. He didn't move his arms. His hair is just changing on its own from perfectly perfect to messed up to the side and then perfect again.
It's not easy to change the things.
He says that.
His lines. It's about his hair.
Okay, can we go again? One more time.
It's not easy to change the things.
Okay. All right. Okay, I got to sum it up. The part that made me the most frustrated was that Lena ran out of the party with Addie to go steal a bike, go halfway across the town, just to stop him in his taxi to friend zone him. There was no other reason. He already knew, okay, she doesn't want me. I'm going to go pursue my dreams. And she stops him and says, I actually don't love you. I don't want to be with you, especially right now. I really don't want to be with you. And good luck. Why? Why did you do that?
But you should hit me up when you come back.
But when you're done, when you're rich, hit me up. So I was mad. I'm like, if a girl did that to me.
Yeah, don't dis.
Why would you?
Don't do Lorenzo like that.
You said no, and then you literally drove across town. You're panting out of breath, and all you can say is, don't think about me when you're gone. Goodbye.
Wink.
And the last thing I had is,
name a dish after me.
Addie has got to be the worst character I've ever seen in my life. The worst supporting character I've ever seen in my life. She was so bad at acting. Like, she's so bad.
And then giving the guy her address.
Why would you do that to your friend?
Yeah. Yeah, get like, I want to set up my girlfriend with some guys.
You ever seen Taken? You don't do that.
It's literally in a foreign country. It's not like anywhere close. There's no family. There's nothing that can help her. Because this guy goes crazy.
Addie is the worst.
Yeah, she sucks balls, she's
the
bro.
Worst.
What would you rate it?
Horrible.
That's not a rating on the
person. I didn't even get the central message.
There was no message.
Go develop on your own time. Stop screwing with these guys.
The message is just go to Italy or read the book or eat gelato. There's no, like, anything else.
Goat's milk gelato. I give this... I was going to give it really high, but then you said 11.
You don't have to worry about what I said. Forget what I said.
14.
Hey.
I give it a 14.
Because of Lorenzo.
Because of Lorenzo.
Yeah.
And the potential for the mom story.
Mm.
So good.
Really good.
So good. Yeah, which I guess helps
the dad. I liked him.
Yeah.
When she gave him the lock, I almost cried.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, with both the names.
Like, her dialogue sucked, but, like, what she was trying to convey to him. And what he said back to her, really good.
Yeah.
For what a father is or whatever his dialogue there.
Yeah.
If a father's someone who genuinely cares for you.
I want to get mad when you bring guys over. I want to...
That's so sweet.
So sad.
That's why I loved Howard.
It was good. So that does redeem it. That one scene.
Yeah. Other than that, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
This is an FYI for those listening, our loyal fans. We will have no movies the rest of July. As in, we will not have any more podcasts the rest of July. And we're going on our own Italy trip. To find ourselves.
To find ourselves. With a broken camera.
A much deserved break. With a broken camera. Maybe we'll have an affair. So just follow our Instagram for any news. Other than that, we'll be taking a break.